Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, February 16, 2008, and hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time here on Achieve Radio. There is a link on my website for all of this. The show starts at 9:03 instead of 9:06 now, so you have to get up a few minutes earlier. And yes, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard at Achieve Radio on the Internet. To call into the program, call 888-235-7374 or send instant messages during the show through the link on the Achieve Radio homepage. Again, that's 888-235-7374. Please, any problems with the internet links, give me a call in the office at 610-658-0135. That's 610-658-0135. Now, on this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try to fit this shared after consulting with your physician. Now, last Saturday, my guest was Elijah Free, author of Artist to Angels, My Life as a Healer. If you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the Achieve Radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me or for general information, call 610-658-0135. That's 610-658-0135. Intuitive Monique Chapman visits every second Saturday of the month, so she will be here at the end of the program on March 8, 2008 with Monique's Moments. She will share her intuition about world affairs and callers' concerns. And remember, you can purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself or a friend. Today, I'm speaking with Nancy DeVille, author of Death by Supermarket, The Fattening, Dumbing Down, and Poisoning of America. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb lavender and the asana, Virksasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Okay, acupuncture shows promise in improving rate of pregnancy following IVF. Science Daily, February 11, 2008. A review of 7 clinicals of acupuncture given with embryo transfer in women undergoing in vitro fertilization, IVF, suggests that acupuncture may improve rates of pregnancy. An estimated 10 to 15% of couples experience reproductive difficulty and seek specialist fertility treatments such as IVF. IVF, which involves retrieving a woman's egg, fertilizing it in the laboratory, and then transferring the embryo back into the woman's womb, is an expensive, lengthy, and stressful process. Identifying a complementary approach that can improve success would be welcome to patients and providers. According to Eric Mannheimer of the University of Maryland School of Medicine Center for Integrative Medicine and colleagues who conducted the systematic review, acupuncture has been used in China for centuries to regulate the female reproductive system. With this in mind, the reviewers analyzed results from 7 clinical trials of acupuncture in women who underwent IVF to see if rates of pregnancy were improved with acupuncture. The studies encompassed data on over 1,366 women and compared acupuncture within one day of embryo transfer, sham acupuncture, or no optional treatment. The reviewers found that acupuncture, given as a complement to IVF, increased the odds of achieving pregnancy. According to the researchers, the results indicate that 10 women undergoing IVF would need to be treated with acupuncture to bring about one additional pregnancy. The results considered preliminary point to a potential complementary treatment that may improve the success of IVF and the need to conduct additional clinical trials to confirm these findings. Okay. Interesting. We always knew there's something great about acupuncture. Okay, now, about my guest. Nancy DeVell is an investigative health writer with 12 years of experience researching and co-authoring books with MDs on various health subjects. Her experience has taught her how to translate the work of researchers and doctors for the layperson to easily understand. Her best-selling books on the perils of the low-fat diet, the benefits of Chinese medicine, and how to recover from adrenal burnout have been helping Americans reclaim their health. Nancy's passion for real food, and the result is her latest book, Death by Supermarket, The Fattening, Dumbing Down, and Poisoning of America. Okay, good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, where are you actually right now?
I'm actually in Boston.
Ah, okay. So your weather is similar to ours here,
yes,
in Pennsylvania.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'm a recent transplant. I was in Santa Barbara for 18 years, so this is a bit of a shock, but it's nice.
Well, I hope there were good reasons that made you come out here. I can't imagine weather-wise. Okay, well now, let's see here. What sparked your interest in nutrition?
Oh, my interest in nutrition goes way, way, way back. My mother was not into nutrition. She was very into processed foods. She was a World War II bride, and you know, I grew up really on factory-produced foods. But it was my grandmother, who was an immigrant to the United States, and she had health problems as a young woman because her family was poor. But she stumbled into, just by accident, into a health lecture in the late 30s when she was 39. And she became a health food devotee, and she was amazing. She was so ahead of her time. And so I learned a lot from her. So I had sort of the, you know, my mother's influence and then her influence. And then I spent a lot of years traveling around as a young woman, seeing what the rest of the world was eating. And when I came back to the United States, I was really appalled. I mean, I really could not eat a piece of boxed cake or something. It just made my mouth burn. And over the years, as I have watched what's happening in the United States and to Americans, I've become more and more appalled, not just at what's happening, but at the forces that people have to literally fight against to eat healthy in this country, because we do not have a support system. We have to create our own support system. So now we have a population that the food industry has made fat, sick, dumb, and depressed. And so the diet and the drug industries are making billions and billions of dollars, and there is no incentive for anyone really in that industry to help us. When they say they're helping us, it's all a sham. It's a ridiculous sham to get us to eat more of their garbage. The labeling that they put on, the claims that they make, they're all really lies, basically.
Okay, well now, before we get into the meat of your book, I hate to even use the term, but anyway, do you have a background in nutrition and health in terms
no.
of your study?
No, okay. I do not have a background in nutrition and health. My background is actually in art, and I wanted to be a novelist. And so my second career after art was going to be writing. Then I stumbled into working with doctors, and it turned out that I had a real talent for that and a real love of understanding and researching the science and being able to translate it. So
excellent.
I am really more of an investigative writer, but I have made very extensive relationships with important authorities in various fields in alternative medicine and nutrition. And those are the people I rely on, and I look at their research. And I look at all the research.
Well, I would imagine it'd be very hard not to learn an awful lot through such a process. I mean, when you're exposed to that much research and that much interaction with the people in the field, you know, you have to glean quite a bit anyway. Now, let me see, before we get into the meat of the book, what responsibility, if any, do you feel the American public has or has to take for their general health condition?
I think that's really the key subject, because we now have things like the cheeseburger bill passing legislation so that people cannot sue fast food companies for their health problems. We have veggie libel laws so in certain states so that you cannot even complain about the state of our food.
Yeah. Okay, well, thoughts for me before we go to break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies, now in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our new number for appointments, 610-658-0135. We'll be back with Nancy DeVille, author of Death by Supermarket, The Fattening Down and Poisoning of America.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Li Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay. Yes, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Remember, on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can now preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is on naturopathy. William Penn's basketball team is unfortunately out of the playoffs, but Mark Allen is going on to play in the high school All-Star game in March. I'll keep you posted. We're talking with Nancy DeVille, author of Death by Supermarket, The Fattening, Dumbing Down, and Poisoning of America. Okay, Nancy, do you want to pick up where you left off?
Well, we were talking about the Americans' responsibility for their own health. So the answer is yes, because the government has essentially abdicated their responsibility, and moreover, they support the sugar industry, they support various industries that are making Americans sick. We have to take responsibility, and the number one thing that I think people need to do is get educated. And I don't mean these fluff sort of educational things that we're hearing and these baby steps that we're being encouraged to do. But I mean, really get educated, understand what makes us tick. And so basically what it is that we are dynamic beings. And so that means that we're always changing on the inside. We're always, millions of things are happening every second within our bodies. And this is a regeneration process. It's a breaking down and building up that goes on our entire lives. And what we need to do for that is we need to supply our bodies with the materials to do that. And that material is food. And so...
Real food, as you refer to it, yes.
We hear the word real food, and real food has sort of become the buzzword. But I like to say historic food, because now manufacturers have picked up on that. Now we have commercials for mayonnaise with canola oil, which is a poisonous oil, calling it real food. We have commercials for KFC, which is complete garbage, calling that real food. So they're picking up on that. Manufacturers will pick up on anything to get you to eat their stuff. And so I call it historic food. So that's anything that could be picked, gathered, milked, hunted, or fished, that's grown or raised in a clean environment the way it was 150 years ago. We have to go back that far, literally.
Okay, now can you say that again? Picked, gathered, milked, hunted, or fished? Could you say that again?
Yes.
Certain people can write that down.
Yes, picked, gathered, milked, hunted, or fished. And so we want to have foods that are clean, that don't contain pesticides, that have not undergone industrialized processing. I just want to use quickly, I don't know how much you want to get into this, but I just want to use the example of soy, because soy, the way we're eating it, is not the way it was historically eaten, and it's very, very toxic. And it's a huge subject I devoted a few chapters to in my book, because I wanted to know about it. I lived in Japan as a teenager. I went to high school there. I never saw Japanese eating very much soy. They ate teeny tiny amounts of highly fermented soy products like natto and tempeh and just little condiment amounts, basically 2 teaspoons a day is what Asians have been traditionally eating until the soy industry took over. So now we're told that soy is a healthy product. But what is done to it is so industrialized, it is so filled with chemical solvents and fluoride and things that, aluminum and things that are highly toxic to the human body, MSG, is an excitotoxic, you know, I could go on. But it's just an example. So we want to eat foods in their original state. We want to eat foods how they were always eaten by human beings, not industrialized in any way.
Okay, before we go, again, this is a personal question. Could you just sort of share your feelings about canola oil? Because it's new, it's starting to appear in all kinds of foods that were in the past, you know, pretty much healthy organic products. Now you're starting to see the use of canola oil in them. And I don't know, could you just share your feelings or your, you know, results of your research on that?
Yes, and that's another excellent question, and it's a very extensive question about oils, because we have this shudder when we hear the word fat. But there are good fats and there are bad fats, and that's kind of really generalizing it because there's a lot of in-betweens. But our body needs good fats to thrive, to make sex hormones, to make healthy brains, to develop our brains. And just for many, many, many things in our bodies are made up of fats and cholesterol. So in comes the food industry with their infinite wisdom a few decades ago, say after World War II, announcing polyunsaturated fats are healthy for the heart and so forth and so on. And so we've got that stuck in our mindset. Canola oil is a polyunsaturated fat, and it's a very unhealthy fat because it contains omega-6. Omega-6 is a healthy polyunsaturated fat. However, Americans are eating too much of it. So our ratio from omega-6 and 3, healthy ratio is 1:1. But now we're eating 50:1. And so that is causing a rapid rise of cancer. So you want to eliminate foods that contain omega-6 because we're already getting healthy amounts of omega-6 if we eat grass-fed meat or range-free eggs that contain omega-6. Yes. So canola oil is not a healthy oil, but now we're hearing that it is. The omega-6 oils, corn oil, safflower, sunflower, soy, and did I say canola? Those are oils that you should not eat. If you see that a product says vegetable oil, you're likely eating either canola or soy oil. Those are the two big ones that manufacturers are using. So avoid those oils. I noticed the other day that I saw a product, a jar of mayonnaise that was made with olive oil. So you need to look, because olive oil is the oil that you want to look for. And then I just also want to make this point. Is if you're reading labels, you're really not eating real food. And there are certain things that we want to make concessions on because we don't want to drive ourselves too crazy, like mayonnaise and things like that. We'd be better off making it our own, and I do occasionally do that.
Yeah, it's not a very difficult item to...
No, it's not. So the point is that Again, get educated about oils because it will save your life, and it will also improve the quality of your life. And get educated about fats and cholesterol.
How did you cut the title? I always like to find out these little seemingly unimportant items here. How did you come up with that title?
I thought, you know, I had a working title for a long time, and then I really realized that it was, you know, what is in the supermarket? Because I used to go around telling people, don't go to the supermarket, there's no food in the supermarket, and people would look at me like, what? And then I thought, you know what, it's really death by supermarket. Because everything that you buy in there, and then you walk through the detergent aisle and you almost pass out from the toxins, it's a toxic place. And so I thought, death by supermarket, that's it. And then I really struggled for a long time with the subtitle because I didn't want to scare people too much. But I thought, you know, I really want to tell it like it is, and my book does tell it like it is. And I've been told that it is humorous, so yeah. There's a little humor in there.
And hopeful.
And very hopeful. You know, Parthenia, in this country, we have the right to pursue happiness. And that's a beautiful thing. But we're not pursuing happiness. We're pursuing obesity, ill health, chronic conditions, early ugly death. And, you know, we want to die with our loved ones around us at home of old age and slip into, you know, we're not doing that. We're dying in hospitals with beepers and monitors going off. And serious illnesses change people's lives forever. But there is something we can do about it. Very, very easy, and that's eat real food. Give our dynamic bodies the biochemicals it needs to regenerate, to detoxify, and to thrive.
Okay, now your book consists of 9 parts, or yes, 9 parts, and 31 chapters. Now, do you have a special chapter that you would like to highlight first? Because I would like to get, you know, just sort of start at the top and get through as much as we can to give people a feel for what is in the book.
Oh, my goodness, what a question, because every chapter, I think, is important. But let's talk about dieting, if you want.
Okay, wait, give you a second. Think about it. I'm going to just read what the different sections are, and that'll give you time to sort of that you want to highlight.
Okay.
Okay. Part 1, how factory food changed the way we live and die. Chapter 1 is America's missed opportunity for utopia. Part 2, historical hunger. Chapter 2, a socially acceptable sugar addiction. Chapter 3, addicted to high fructose corn syrup. Chapter 4, the government protects the sugar industry. Part 3, science fiction food additives. And chapter 5, you have MSG keeps us coming back for more. Chapter 6, aspartame poisoning, urban legend or fact. Chapter 7, FDA approved murder by supermarket. Part 4, science fiction food. Chapter 8, soy, internet paranoia or fact. 9, isoflavone supplementation. And Asians do eat soy. 11, the weird science of modern soy. Chapter 12, feeding babies, soybean formula. Chapter 13, no response, no reason discussion about soy. Part 5, the fat fiasco. Chapter 14, facts fat kills. 15, so what are polyunsaturated fats anyway? Chapter 16, how these influence what we put in our mouths. Chapter 17, finally Americans are told the truth about trans fats. 18, saturated animal fat, good trans fats, bad. 19, milk. 20, factory milk does a body bad. 21, natural milk to the rescue. Part 6, dieting is only matters worse. Chapter 22, the malnutrition of low-calorie dieting. 23, the low-fat diet made us sick. 24, low-carbohydrate dieting was a bust. 25, the basics of a real food diet. Then in part 7, miracle bottles, snake supplements, drugs. 26, that expletive deleted. Stress is making us fat. 27, snake oil supplements. 28, drug pushers. Part 8, wooing, denial, ridicule, and threats, and why we buy into them. 20, wooing, denial, ridicule, and threats. 30, all in this together. Part 9, the home front, chapter 13, change begins at home. And then she has a wonderful conclusion. What Thomas Jefferson would have done. Okay, good. So now do you know what you want to highlight before we go to break?
There's a lot in it, ladies. I wanted to make it comprehensive without making it overwhelming. And so I think that what I'd really like to talk about a little bit is our sugar addiction.
Okay.
And the fact that we're putting sugar and toxins into our bodies, sugar and chemicals into our bodies. And I call this hysterical hunger, because what it does is it triggers a reaction, brain reaction, that really works against you. So you're constantly reaching for this sugary substances because you learn, you become conditioned that they make you feel better temporarily. So we're a society that doesn't feel very good. We feel kind of crummy all the time. We get up, we feel we didn't sleep well. We're in bad moods. We have low self-esteem. And so we eat. And what do we eat? We eat sugary substances. And I'm talking about even chips and pretzels and things like that and pizza, because that's sugar. It turns immediately into sugar, simple carbohydrates. And so this hysterical hunger is a cycle that goes on and on. And so what happens is we've developed bizarre food fetishes. And I like to sum that up in two words, Oreo pizza. I don't know if you've seen the commercial for that, but if you're eating Oreo pizza, that is you have food fetishes, because that is not something that somebody would normally reach for.
That is something. I'm missing so much.
And so, you know, to get over, you know, we call this emotional eating and emotional triggers in this country, but I think that we really need to look at what it really is, which is conditioning, just like Pavlov's dogs. You reach for something, it makes you feel better temporarily. You are conditioned right then to think that if you reach for that again, your bad feelings, your low self-esteem will go away temporarily, and it does. And so you keep in this cycle. And so thus we have the food, the diet, and the drug industries making billions of dollars off of all the things that are happening to you as a result of you putting these food fetish items into your body. So how do you resolve that? Well, you start eating a balanced diet of real food, and it goes away. And I mean, it goes away. And people don't believe it until they try it. And I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, I can't believe how good I feel. I don't have any cravings anymore. And all it is eating real food.
Well, now, somebody here has emailed a quick message to us, and I'm going to read it off to you and then let you think of it over the next break, unless you have a response right away. He says, this is Jim from California. He says, you mentioned laws that exempt food companies from legal action. How can this be legal or constitutional? Isn't it the consumer's right to sue for damages if it can be proved that something is harmful? Okay, so because we have about 56 seconds before we go to break, so you want to think about
that? All I can say is money talks.
Okay, we might elucidate on that when we get back.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. And I want to remind you about my Inner Mall. It's an easy way you can purchase all kinds of wonderful products at very low rates. Check regularly as I add new products often. And you can also purchase Nature Sunshine products, which offer an extensive line of high-quality nutritional supplements, multiple vitamin, a boost to your immune system, support, or an herbal blend for concerns. They can help take the road to a healthier, happier life with Nature Sunshine. My homepage, left side, learn about purchase, all Nature Sunshine. We'll be back with Nancy DeVille, author of Death by Supermarket.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Hi, you're listening to Wholeness and Wisdom with me, scientist Mia Izar. My guest next week, February 23, 2008, will be Pat Samples, author of The Secret Wisdom of a Woman's Body, Freeing Yourself to Live Passionately and Age Fearlessly. For the program, we will discuss the herb lemongrass and the asana Udita Trikonasana. I'm now exclusive on Achieve Radio, and we're back with Nancy DeVille, author of Death by Supermarket, The Fattening, Dumbing Down, and Poisoning of America. If you have questions, call in at 888-235-7372. That's 888-235-7374. Sorry about that. And, of course, you can send us a quick email from the homepage of Achieve Radio. Okay, Nancy. Do you have anything else you wanted to add to your response? Money, what was it? Money works or money talk?
Talks.
Hello?
Just recently, the FDA issued an internal report that that really determined that they do not have the capabilities, they don't have the money, they don't have the resources, and they don't have the manpower to protect Americans. This has been very evident in all the, you know, the recent drug debacles within the FDA. We see that they, you know, we have very, very visible proof that they can't protect us. But let's just say they could. Let's say they had the manpower. Would they? Because a lot of people in the FDA are attorneys and scientists, and they go from the FDA in their careers to biotech industries like Monsanto, and then they go to appointed or elected positions within the government. And then they go back to law firms where they, it's sort of a cycle where they, it really behooves them to make friends, to have cronies, to make everybody, you know, to really expedite their careers. So the question is, how is this system supporting Americans? Because I don't see that it can. When people are personally interested in their own self-interest and making money, I don't see how that could really support Americans. That isn't to say that there aren't FDA officials and scientists who really care, because there are, and I uncovered a lot of them who were frustrated, who were, had to work behind the scenes stealthily, who were fired, who were reprimanded, who were not allowed to do their jobs to protect Americans. And so it's really, when I hear the words FDA approved, it doesn't mean anything to me anymore, nothing. In fact, it means the opposite. I wonder, what is that? What's behind this, and who's profiting?
You're not going to get a response from me on that one. That's that I think is ridiculous. But anyway, we have a caller online, Louis from New York. Good morning, Louis.
Good morning. Yes, and Mr. Vill is there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and... what hope is there for those of us who do not, we're senior citizens who don't have the finances to buy, foods that are free from pesticides and whatnot, from the supermarkets? What hope is it? Is there for us?
Yes, that's a very good question. First of all, it's really a shame. It's beyond a shame. It's a travesty that in the richest country in the world, that senior citizens and other people of low economic means have to worry about eating poison and have to scramble to try to put real food into their mouths and on the tables of their families. But what one thing that you can do, Lou, is really avoid the very evident toxic things. Diet Coke, non-dairy coffee creamers, cereal. Cereal is not a food. In fact, it's a really toxic food item, food product, I should say. Buy things like oatmeal, real oatmeal, not the, you know, the fast microwave stuff. In fact, get rid of your microwave altogether and make things on the stove or in the oven. And so look for ways that you can really cut the toxic items out of your diet. And there are many, many ways. And just focus on eating real food. If it has pesticides in it, you can take produce, fill your sink, your kitchen sink up with water, put a little bit of just maybe 2 teaspoons of Clorox because it doesn't contain chlorine. Let your produce swish around in it for a while because it'll dissolve the pesticides, and then rinse it really well. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be a lot better. When you buy, say, chicken, and I don't recommend this for free-range chicken, organic chicken, because it's not washed in chlorine and it's not fed hormones and other garbage, but take the skin off. Rinse it really well. Pat it dry. Don't sear your meats. Searing meats creates carcinogenic particles. So roast your meats and your chicken. And do things like that that can help you avoid obvious toxins. And see what drugs you can get off of. You know, I don't understand why senior citizens have to be taking cocktails full of drugs. Look at what you can really take off. For example, high blood pressure. You can lower your blood pressure naturally by breathing deeply and rhythmically 10 minutes a day with your eyes closed. And so deep, even breaths every day with your eyes closed. And get a blood pressure monitor and check to see. You're going to see your blood pressure going down. So there are simple ways that you can approach some of the problems that elderly people have without having to take another drug that you're going to experience toxicity and side effects from. So I hope that helps.
Oh, thank you so much. That was really wonderful. Thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Calling. Talk to you. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, very good. Well, now, there are two chapters of a special interest to me. What people feel they have to feed their babies. It's the fortune that women don't breastfeed, or their own nutrition well-being is so poor that they shouldn't feed. But, share some of your insights on that.
You know, this is a tough subject because it's very touchy. You know, people become highly offended. But my position really is that people are feeding their kids items, products that they wouldn't feed to their dogs. They say, oh, no, that's not good for dogs. We couldn't give it. But they will give it to their kids, you know? And so What is that all about? And the other thing is, who are the adults here? I see people in restaurants and in social settings pandering to their children. No, it's not that way. You make the dinner or you make the breakfast and they eat it. And, you know, children have really sensitive taste buds, so obviously you can't make, you know, chicken with cayenne pepper on it or something, but you can introduce foods and you can make them palatable. But guess what? Learning how to cook. Because children all over the world eat real food. It's only in America that kids only want cereal and pizza. And so that is, by the way, a food fetish. And so if that's the way you want your kids to grow up, hooked on bizarre non-food items, I don't think that people really want that. I don't think that people look down into their cradles, their children's cradles, and think, oh, I really hope my child is obese with learning disorders and behavioral problems and early type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Of course they don't think that. People want the best for their children, but you have to put some effort into it. You have to strap on your apron. You have to get into the kitchen, I mean mom and dad, and you have to make it fun, and you have to start learning about food and start making foods that everybody will eat and stop buying garbage and stop giving your kids cereal. These commercials that I see for, oh, your kids are going to be so happy and well-fed, and they're going to be able to think so well and perform so well because they're going off to school on this sugary garbage. I mean, really, people cannot really believe that. They're just doing it because it's convenient, right?
Well, that's definitely true, and they forget that what they start their children out on is pretty much what they'll be used to, and they'll get used to it, and they'll appreciate it. Is when they're given these little shortcut items that they get used to those and addicted to those, and then you have a problem trying to get them to eat what they should eat.
Right, and just like Lou talking about senior citizens, well, there are things you can do for kids. When you pick them up and they're all in the car and they're ravenous, you can have bags of cut-up bell peppers and carrots and raisins and celery sticks with natural peanut butter in it and things like that that are healthy, good foods, hard-boiled eggs, deviled eggs, and they're going to eat it because they're going to be starving. But if you make a habit of swinging through some fast food garbage place and giving that to them, then it's going to take a while to break that habit. And you have to be really honest and frank with your kids and start educating your kids. And one of the things that people do not understand that's really important is what you put into your kids' bodies is what's going to develop their brain.
Right.
And we now have millions of children who are medicated. Now, when I was a kid, I don't remember one kid being medicated, not one.
No.
And now we have I get it. All of a sudden, we've decided that people really are more diseased than we thought they were. No. People have become diseased. Children have become neurologically diseased. Why is that? Well, their brains are not fully developed until age 21. So what you keep putting into your kid's brain is going to develop that brain. You put trans fats, you put omega-6 fatty acids, you put damaged polyunsaturated fats and corn oil and all these things. Guess what? That's what your brain, that's what your body's going to use to make your child's brain. And so then you have neurological behavioral problems, and you've got the principal calling you, telling you, your kid can't stay in this school anymore unless you put him or her on medication. And so the parent is stuck. So feed your kids real food. Don't feed your kids sugar.
Well, and also I think people also feel a little more confident about how they do, affect society, because who would, years ago, you could go to a supermarket and even find an organic produce item. But anyway, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. We'll be back with Nancy DeVille, author of Death by Supermarket, Poisoning, Domination, and Poisoning of America.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. The initial visit to my office this week will go to any caller who shares a random act of kindness that they bestowed upon someone. We're back with Nancy DeVille, author of Death by Supermarket, The Fattening, Dumbing Down, and Poisoning of America. If you have a question for Nancy, call 888-235-7374. 888-235-7374. And remember my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. You can purchase it on my site. William Penn is no longer in the playoffs, but Mark Allen is in the All-Star game in March, and I think that'll be a wonderful experience for him. Okay, Nancy.
Yes.
Let's see. Anything else to add about the baby feeding? Maybe some suggestions about what mothers can in place of these formulas?
Yes, there are two websites listed in my book. And there are, you can Google around if you don't want it to read my book. You can Google around and find.
No, they don't have that option. They have to read your
they
book.
They have to buy the book. But
what is your, before we get too far, website address and a contact?
My website is nancydeville.com. And from my website, you can link over to my blog. And I have lots and lots of recipes. And I have snack ideas for kids on my blog. If you look under how Al Gore can lose 50 pounds, you'll find a whole program of how you can lose weight naturally without dieting.
Okay, that was www.nancydeville.com.
Yes.
And that's all one word.
Yes.
Okay, a phone number maybe?
No, I don't have a phone number. I just have my website and my blog.
Good enough. What about the dieting piece? The very things they encourage people to eat and drink to help them lose are the very things that seem to prevent that loss. Would you like to touch that a little bit?
Oh, yes, I would, because dieting does not work. And one of our big dieting methods is our diet drinks with aspartame. Aspartame has been shown, and all artificial sweeteners have been shown, in studies that people who use them are fatter than people who don't. Aspartame is particularly deadly because it metabolizes into formaldehyde, which kills cells and causes cancer, but also it degrades cellular structures. So what is a cellular structure? Well, it's that nice firm layer of collagen you have underneath your skin. And with that degraded, you're going to have more jiggle, you're going to have more cellulite. So people who drink a lot of diet sodas are jiggly looking. They're flubbery looking. And so I don't know a lot of thin, healthy people. I don't know any thin, healthy people who drink diet sodas. Diet sodas are really, really toxic. And so we shouldn't be drinking them. Even I don't care if it has Splenda in it. Splenda is a chlorinated molecule. Chlorine causes cancer. Why would you put chlorine into your body? It's absolutely insane. If you want to have something sugary, eat a balanced diet and then make your own dessert. Make a nice chocolate cake with bittersweet chocolate with organic chocolate. Make something nice. Have that once in a while. We don't need to be eating chocolate and sugar 24/7, and you don't need to if you eat a balanced diet. And so dieting doesn't work. What does work is restoring your body's health, because obesity is not a condition. It's a symptom, okay? It's a symptom of malnourishment. When you're obese and you're grossly overweight, it's because your body is storing all the time. It's not because you're eating necessarily because you're eating too much. Maybe some people are eating too much. But we also have a population of people who are obese and overweight on normal amounts of food. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, MSG and aspartame both cause people to be overweight on normal amounts of food. That's proven in studies. And MSG is in all processed foods. And also because your body, when it's malnourished, is in a state of famine, okay? So you're constantly eating and you're constantly craving. This is part of the hysterical hunger that I was talking about, because your body wants to recover from famine. Like if you're in a shipwreck and you crawl to shore and you're emaciated and barely alive, what do? Well, you eat, because you want to restore your body to natural good health. And so the body is in a constant state of starvation, and it's constantly wanting to eat. But so if you're not eating real food, you're going to be constantly eating, because your body is never going to be getting the nutrients it needs to feel like, okay, I'm nourished now. So starvation studies have demonstrated that people who are starved have aberrant behaviors. They obsess, they crave food, they binge, they hoard, they do things like make weird food concoctions and things like that. They hide food, they sneak food, they feel guilty and shame about eating. I could go on and on. There's a huge list in my book. Now, these are the same behaviors that people are experiencing today who are overweight. So what does that tell you? They're starving. So, again, how do you correct starvation? You nourish your body, that dynamic being that I was talking about, that needs to eat real food. Excuse me.
Well, now, let me ask you this. We're getting close to the end of the interview, and I always like to ask my guests for their final words of wisdom. If you were to give some final words of wisdom, what might they be?
I would like to give people something to think about, because people think, well, you know, my doctor drinks Diet Coke, and they see people they respect eating pizza and things like that. If these things caused immediate reactions, if you ate chips, barbecued flavored chips, and immediately developed cancerous tumor the next day, well, you would know, right? But these things have a long, sometimes a very long duration that it takes to develop. But people are miserable, and they are experiencing symptoms. They just do not attribute it to food, and I'm going to tell you what they are. We have burning and itching in our unmentionable areas. Our intestinal tracts are erupting with lava. We have esophageal reflux. We have terrible taste in our mouth that we're using Listerine. So we buy Tums. We buy Rolaids, we buy Preparation H, and Monistat, and Vagisil, a little purple pill, Pepto-Bismol, things like that.
Let's not give them any advertising.
Oh, sorry. So we buy these preparations because we want to make ourselves feel better. But, you know, those symptoms, that itching, that burning, that terrible lava feeling you have in your stomach and the terrible taste you have in your mouth, that's your body telling you, I don't like what you're putting inside me. This is not good for me. I want real food. So that's what I'd like people to leave people with, is that we have the right to pursue happiness in this country and our genetic potential and be the best we can be. And I think that people deserve to know the truth about what they're eating and to be happier, be a happier nation.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I love the book. I enjoyed the book, and I highly recommend the book.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is lavender. Phytochemicals include alpha-pinene and beta-pinene. It relieves stress and depression, according to Bulk in Bulk. Good for burns, headaches, testis, and other skin problems. Caution, it should be used during pregnancy. Lavender oil should not be taken internally. And then our yoga asana. Today's asana is Dirk's asana. The tree pose gives a beautiful upward stretch sense of balance. It is, the benefits according to Dr. Shaw is that it strengthens the spine, strengthens the inner ears and eyes, improves balance, improves tone and leg muscles, strengthens the knee and loosens the hip joint, strengthens the shoulders. Indications would be mild giddiness, weakness in legs and shoulders, arthritis of joints of the upper and lower extremities. Okay, I'm going to have to finish that one next week. You have been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Bizard at Achieve Radio on the Internet. My guest next week, February 23, 2008, will be Pat Samples, author of The Secret Wisdom of a Woman's Body, Freeing You to Live Passionate and Age Fearlessly. At the end of that prayer, we will discuss the herb lemongrass and the asana Uddita Trikonasana, one of my favorite postures. And using the link on my site, listen to the program live on your computer, iPod, or cell phone, Saturdays at 9:03 a.m. And remember, second Saturdays with Monique Chapman, one of those programs with all Monique's moments. We'll see her again. 2008. She will share her intuition about world and caller issues. There's a link for advertising on the program on my site. You can email inquiries, resumes, and or recordings to consult mtherapies.com. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the iridology and kinesiology assistance, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, and psychosocial consultations. Go to my website, www.amtherapies.com, for my blog and to purchase my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Hi, I'm Monique Chapman, and I'm inviting you to free your mind, open your heart, and ignite your passion. Take time today and contact me so that we can set into motion the changes you want to see in your life this year. Everyone needs help from time to time, and I'm here to be of service to you on your journey as a spirit living in 3D. If you're ready to shift your consciousness in a big way, fulfill your dreams, and take control of your destiny, give me a call at 888-240-6057. It is my intention to support you by coaching you to achieve your heart's desire with the greatest of ease. Don't let 2008 pass you by. Give me a call today at 888-240-6057 and let's set a date to start walking the path of your destiny in this year of new beginnings. I have a plan for all budgets, so what are you waiting for? Start living your new life today. Give me a call today, toll free at 888-240-6057.